Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Welcome to Simple Simon, episode 3? Yeah. Today we've got Hat Films. Hello,
Hello.
Hat Films. Wow, you guys look beautiful there in the lounge.
You. Thanks, man.
It's very nice.
It's very nice of you to say.
So this is a game where we ask Simon simple questions about our guests and he has to answer them. So let's get started. Simon.
Hello. How are you doing?
Your t-shirt is very garish today.
What do you mean garish? It's beautiful. It's a beautiful corgi thing.
It's a beautiful corgi. What are the names of Hat Films? What are their real names?
What are their real names?
Good luck with this.
Oh, of course, no. Yeah. Wow, okay, so from left to right, we got Beardy. Beardy.
Yeah.
Jeffrey. And Ronaldo, not to be confused with a footballer.
Yeah.
No, it's this Al Smithy, Christopher Trotimus, and the other one.
Oh my God!
That's all I'm known as is the other one.
The other one. That's it. Nailed it. That's it.
You got
it.
Ross. Not Ross. Deck.
Ross. Got my name. It's Ross. Got yeah, my name, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Ross. Okay, well, I'm going to give you, I think, 2 points for that, Simon. Two. So
there's three of them, right? How many did I get right out of three?
Two. That's why I'm giving you two. You're lucky I'm not giving you minus one for the insult
what?
To our poor our what poor guest today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's crying inside.
I am. There's a deep cut inside.
The other one.
To be honest, you did get his Spanish name right.
You got my real name right in the end.
Yeah.
You still called him Al Smithy, even though his name's Alex.
It's pretty close.
But it's close.
I mean, we're now we're splitting hairs, aren't we? So
yeah. Jeez, come on, guys. So 2 points. 2 points in the
well crown. Well done. 2 points. So question two. I've actually had some. I've done a little bit of research on this episode into Hat Films, and I know that
what?
One of them has a black belt in karate. Which one do you think it is, Simon? Which one?
One of them. Okay. So which one do I think is, you know, the badass? The one, the Chuck Norris of Hat Films. Do you know what? I think it's Trot. I think it's Trot. There's something about him. He's the quiet one, and I think it's the quiet ones you've got to watch out for.
Is it true, though?
Is it true?
Yeah.
It's true.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Well done.
Get
well
in there.
It's the one you least suspect.
Yeah.
Oh, nailed it.
He is a ninja. He dresses up as a ninja every night and he goes climbing neighbourhood lampposts and we have to get him down like a cat.
Yeah.
He gets stuck up lampposts?
Yeah,
is that what you do?
Real...
Is that what a
taught.
Black belt is? I thought it was about self-defence, not climbing lampposts.
No, we try to get it into it. It's terrible. We have to call the fire brigade out most nights. Nightmare.
I never got taught how to get down. I'm really good at going up things,
but
coming back down is the problem.
Oh, we'll you need to abseil or have like a little parachute and sort of base jump.
Rock climbing gear.
Or like Assassin's Creed, you need like a bale of hay underneath everything.
That's true. I do need a bale of hay.
We could do that.
So how many points did I get, Lewis, out of that one?
You get three for that. That's a,
three?
That's the correct answer.
Wow.
Whoa. So I'm up to five already.
That's good.
Well done.
You're running out of hand space. You need more fingers.
I've got another hand here. It's cool. Don't worry.
I've tried to standardise the scoring a bit as well, so it should be less crazy this time. So, question three. What kind of cars do you think Hat Films do own, but also would like to own if they had the choice?
So I've got to, out of the three of them, I've got to determine which cars each of them own and which one each of them want.
Yeah. If they have one.
Jesus.
Not so simple, Simon.
Not so simple, Simon.
Okay.
Men's are Simon.
I reckon they share a car, like a camper van, like a mystery machine, and they go around solving crimes. Trot is dressed up as a ninja, and the other two are like a pirate and a robot, and they go around solving mysteries.
And cooking meth.
And cooking meth in their camper van. allegedly. can't prove it one way or the other. Maybe they do, but maybe they don't. What would they want to own? God, I don't know. I think they're quite modest, down to earth men. They're not really about flash cars. You know, they're not about Lamborghinis and Ferraris and BMWs. I don't know a lot of cars, to be honest. I think they would settle for like a Land Rover, a nice modern Range Rover kind of thing.
I think you would, wouldn't you?
I'd like a truck or a big car. So that's one of us.
You kind of got 1 point there, because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
There you go. It's just 1 point.
And you're right, we all have a shared camper van.
Which is weird.
It's true.
What? No!
No, you didn't get a point for that.
Screw you guys! Oh, if only. That would have been amazing.
I think you do share, though, don't you? You have a little Corsa or something,
No, we do all come in one car when we visit the office, but I have a car. It's a Honda Civic. He has a Beamer.
BMW. A black BMW.
What?
Yeah. It's an old
one. I never would have guessed that.
It's an old one. It's not anything fancy or new, but yeah.
You'd like a fancy Beamer.
I would like a fancy one. Yeah. So you kind of got...
And I don't have a car, so that was kind of a trick question.
Do you have a bicycle?
He rides a bike.
No.
I have Trot.
We ferry him around.
I ride him around like a chocobo.
You ride around on Trot like a chocobo. Yeah. Now that is... someone needs to work on the fan art of this immediately.
Slash stuff.
It's underway.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Next
so
question.
How many points? How many points, Lewis? Come on.
How many do you think, Hat Films, how many do you think he deserves for that?
One and a half.
One and a half.
Can we do halves?
Do we do halves?
It's not bad. You're going up. You're six and a half then, Simon.
Six and a half. The thumb is a half, kind of. Six and a half.
So that's technically... So is that thumb not a half?
He's not.
No, that's a full. But this one's a half.
Wow.
Six and a half.
Okay. Next question. Is Ross wearing odd socks today? And
now, I thought you were going to say, is Ross wearing any underpants today?
Well, that could be part of the question.
Okay. Is it?
Well, it's up to you. You let me know.
Is he wearing odd socks, and also is he wearing any underpants?
Wearing any underwear at all? Anything below the waist?
It's the end of this you don't want to see. That's the worrying part.
You don't want the proof. God.
I reckon he is wearing odd socks, but they're not garishly different. So say like a dark brown and a black... Or a dark blue and a black, maybe. Not like a pink and green. I reckon they're quite similar. Maybe he dresses in the dark and he thought they were the same colour. I'm not sure. Underwear, I reckon he is a boxer briefs man.
Boxer briefs.
He likes to cup and hold his gentlemen's in...
So like trunks?
In a warm embrace.
Like a warm priest's hand holding them.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Well, I am wearing underwear. I'll give you the answer for that one. I am wearing underwear, and they are boxers.
Do we get to peek?
Are they trunks?
You want to peek?
You want to speak as you're showing them?
On
They are. They're like boxer briefs. They are actually like boxer briefs.
So that's boxers.
Okay. Socks. Too much.
Socks.
You were right as well.
You're right.
Vaguely different. I think that's really impressive.
They're slightly different.
You pretty much nailed
it. Wow. There we go.
I think there's double points. Different. That was good. Really impressive.
It's a common thing, though, because you get these packs of socks where, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're all slightly different, but you end up not bothering to mix them up. For a bonus point, Simon,
right?
Am I wearing odd socks?
Oh. You always wear odd socks. You always wear odd socks, Lewis. And un-iron shirts.
Not today!
Oh. Whoa! Oh,
minus
my
10
God.
Points.
Reversal of fortune.
Oh. Not today.
Not
That's
today.
That's your motto, isn't it? Not today.
Not today. No. So, how many points do you reckon? How many points? Put them on the scoreboard.
You're complete across the board. You got it all right. So.
I mean, hold on. Who's giving these? Us or Lewis?
You can give the points for your question.
Okay. I was really impressed that he actually completely nailed everything. So.
1 point for the fact that I'm wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Seven
one
and
point
half.
For getting the wonder underwear right.
Yeah.
8.5.
And then double those points because you got exactly like
the socks.
The details.
Socks the
so 4 points.
So four points.
10.5.
Nice.
How do I do a half?
That is definitely a half.
Wow. Thanks, Lewis.
Matt, you give him a hand.
It was cold that night. We went skinny dipping. Okay. So 10.5.
10.5. Okay. Next question. We've got quite a mundane one here. Imagine there's three bottles. A bottle of scotch, a bottle of fine gin...
And a bottle of piss.
Well, you could say that. Like a bottle of Budweiser or something.
Piss, yeah.
Who would end up with what if they were to have one each?
So we've got... What are the drinks again?
A whiskey man.
Whiskey, gin and piss.
A gin... And a beer drinker.
So which one is into the piss? That's what you're asking me. I reckon Smithy is a whiskey man. I reckon he's a whiskey man. He looks like a whiskey man.
He's the dad of the bunch, definitely.
Cheers, guys.
He is the daddy, certainly. I reckon Ross is a gin man. Even though he drives a BMW, you wouldn't think the two would go together. Trot is definitely a piss boy.
Thanks, Simon.
A piss boy. Aren't you a piss boy?
A piss boy.
Brilliant.
Moving on to the next question. This
no,
is actually related.
The points, Lewis. The points.
This is going to follow through onto the next one. Which member of Hat Films... peed their pants in primary school, which one peed their pants in secondary school,
and which one is pissing themselves right now?
Which one didn't pee their pants at all?
Okay, so which one of them is dry as a bone and always has been? Oh my God, I reckon, oh God. What a horrible question.
Well, they sent me this question to ask them, okay, so yeah, you can blame them for it.
I reckon, proud.
I reckon Ross, primary school, he pissed his pants. Smithy, secondary school, pissed his pants. Trot, even though he's the piss boy, dry as a bone.
I never once drink it. I never spill it.
It's why he hangs out with us. We're all pissing all the time and he's there gargling it. It's a nightmare.
That is awful.
Oh, my God.
That is awful.
So.
Oh, my God.
Have we got it right?
No.
No, actually.
Wrong. Did you get one right?
No, you didn't
even
get one right.
You didn't get one right. Okay, so what were they? So, let's go back to the first set of questions.
Okay, so the drinks.
Yeah.
I'm a whiskey man. I like scotch.
So that's one.
I do also like gin a lot as well. So it's.
And piss.
I just love everything.
So
all liquids.
Any alcohol.
Anything.
Give it to me.
But Ross is actually probably more of a Budweiser person.
Yeah, so if anything, I drink the piss.
If anything, Ross is the piss drinker.
I drink the piss.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And Trot, how would you describe yourself?
I don't like spirits, so I will be a beer drinker / piss drinker.
So we both gargle piss.
So I'm the house alcoholic, and these guys are just...
So I reckon strange. I got two. I reckon I got two of those.
Yeah,
right?
two.
So then onto the pissing situation.
Pants. Right. I'm totally primary wrong. School. I piss my pants in year three. because I was too scared to ask to go to the toilet in assembly.
Oh.
So I just...
I did it in secondary school because it was my first karate lesson and we were all kneeling down and I just laid a moat in front of me. So
a protective
moat.
I didn't want to go.
What
caused this? Was there any like factor that... Were you scared or what
yeah,
happened?
Yeah, I just forgot to go beforehand and it was my first time there. I was like, I can't go right now. We're doing our bows and stuff. And I just let it... I couldn't hold it in any longer.
Bowels.
There it was.
Oh, bowels. Like,
he was doing his bowels.
So whilst everybody else had white robes...
He got a yellow belt.
Let's just say he got his yellow belt quickly, yeah.
And I didn't piss at school.
Ross, weirdly, didn't piss.
Only
I mean,
in the toilets, like normal.
Only in the toilets, of course.
No, he didn't piss at school. I avoided it. Oh, end of the day was intense. Right.
Back at sheds.
Good.
So I only got two. I only got 2 points for the drinks.
Yeah.
The pissing I got completely wrong.
Yeah.
That's
it. So 12 and a half. 12 and a half.
Okay, right. that's going well.
It's pretty good.
Let's have the next one then. So... Pokemon came out this week. I don't know if you know about it. Which starting Pokemon?
No, I've never heard of Pokemon. What's Pokemon? Could you explain
Pokemon?
It to me?
It's no, I can't explain it. You have to Google it.
Pokemon monsters.
Which starting Pokemon would each of these three fellas from Hat Films be, or choose or be?
Are they all different ones, or are they? Can they be the same?
They're all.
You
different
You can't have
ones.
The same starting Pokemon. They've got to be different.
Yeah, they've got to be different. And also, we're not gonna say like the original. They don't have to pick from the original like three. You don't have to know them. You can pick any Pokemon to assign to these people.
Jesus Christ! So it could be any of the Pokemon.
That's
There's
right.
There's like 500 of them, or like 700 of them now, or something.
Yeah, but
you don't know them
anyway. So pretty much this question is not going to be. It's more to test your knowledge of Pokemon.
Oh, Christ!
And what you think Hat Films are.
Right. I reckon one of them. I reckon Trot is Jigglypuff.
Hey,
thanks.
Jigglypuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty accurate.
Jigglypuff.
Oh god, that's his power. He deafens and destroys the eardrums of all.
I thought that was beautiful.
Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you. Mm. The Pokemons. Charlizard, of course, famously one of the Pokemon. Charlizard. I reckon Ross would be Charlizard. I reckon fire, definitely. There's something fiery about him.
I'll take that as a compliment. I will take that as a compliment.
When I look into your eyes, I just see burning things.
See an arsonist. I see an arsonist and I'm worried.
I see you and I think fire. Definitely.
Bow, 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 bow. Fire.
He needs you to burn.
Brilliant. I wonder what that was. What you
Yeah,
doing
I was like,
Luke?
What?
Music video for that's so messed up.
Smithy. Oh god. There's something watery about him. I reckon he would be that shit goldfish that turns into the big dragon. Which one's that?
Magikarp.
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 Splash.
Okay.
Splash.
So Magikarp, Jigglypuff, and Charlizard. That's what I'm saying.
Is it Charizard he means?
Or it's Charlizard.
Charlizard.
No, it's Charlizard.
Definitely Charlizard.
Just a bit
I don't know Pokemon very well.
Right. Well, why are you correcting him then?
What's the answer, fellas? What is the preferred go-to Pokemon?
I didn't even think about this.
Let's just
There's an answer.
Yeah.
Didn't you actually have one? You've played the game, so you should actually tell me to tell
I don't know the name of it. I've got Pokemon Y, and it's the green one.
Well, if you really choose one of the...
He gave us names.
Let's simplify this.
We can't even give him names.
Let's go.
Can you describe it? It's a green. What do you mean it's a green one?
It looks like an urban youth in a hoodie, doesn't it?
It's like a... Yeah.
Literally, that's
does.
What it looks like.
Does it actually?
Yeah. It's that one. And I don't know what its name is. It's a grass type. So it's not Jigglypuff.
Right. So I've got that wrong. Totally wrong.
But I would probably pick one if I could. They just didn't give me the choice.
What would you pick then?
What would you have picked?
I'd pick Jigglypuff, yeah.
He'd pick Jigglypuff.
Okay, so you get your point then. So that's nice.
Jigglypuff. Sorry.
I've got the voice for it.
Trying to start something.
What would you
Smithy.
Choose?
I think I well from the original starting three to make things quick, I would actually go with Charmander. I'd be the fire one.
Shit. Right.
Sorry.
What's the tortoise called? Squirtle.
Squirtle.
I'm gonna go for Squirtle.
Okay. So I got it the wrong way round. I got the water and the fire the wrong way round.
You got
but
1 point
Jigglypuff.
Though.
So 13 and a half. I'm on.
Yeah. It's going really well this time.
Yeah,
it's good. Doing really well, Simon. You're doing very well.
Thank you.
I've not really docked a lot of points off you for making heinous mistakes either.
Docked.
Who of us is left-handed?
Who of Hat Films is...
No, who of us is
of
left-handed?
Us? What do you mean of us?
Of all of us.
Collectively.
Of all of us. Well, I know that you're not and I'm not, so... so that's two points for me, immediately. Brilliant.
Rack them up.
I'm reading the Cat Films question straight off the email.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, sorry about that. Go on, Simon, what do you think? One of them must be, or maybe all of them are.
What I would do is I would just throw balls at them, but I can't do that on Google.
No. Throw balls.
Anyone catch that?
There it goes. Did you see? Did you see that?
They put both of their hands up, though, all of them.
To shield their face.
Oh, God, they've now knocked the microphone.
Have you turned your microphone off, boys?
So that's a thing that's happened. They're now, like...
Just unplug it. Plug it back in.
They think it's over. They think the episode's ended. Look, they're packing
they're
up.
Off.
They're like, they're miming now. One moment. Which one of you is left-handed?
I haven't guessed yet.
It's Trot.
I reckon Trot is left-handed.
Smith. Oh, snap, both of them. Oh, that's amazing. Well, look, we could carry this on without their voice. We don't need them, Simon. We could do a mime show.
But the camera would never go to them, though.
Yeah, but I can manually control it. Look, I've got it controlled on them now, see? So we can watch them.
Let's have a look at them. Let's have a good look at them.
I'm looking at them, look.
Are we?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Oh, well, that's because that's personal preference, Simon.
Oh.
Let's see, if you click on their faces, you can see that they're currently fiddling with the audio equipment. Do you see?
There was
a little bit of a... They've broken everything.
I don't know how they managed to do that. Did they just sort of trip on a lead?
Hello? No, we still can't hear you. I guess they can hear us. They're not even trying to fix... Oh.
They are trying to fix it. Look, you can see they're clearly fiddling with, like, some wires and plugs.
Right, well, anyway, I think we... One sec.
We can't just end it like that, Lewis. Jesus, give them a minute.
It's time to end the episode, though.
You can't just end it.
There we go.
Lewis was just going to end it. He was just going to say, that's it. Thanks, everyone.
No, please.
He's going to call time on it. Shit.
Basically, our microphone runs on batteries and it ran out of batteries. And so we had to do a very quick battery change.
Yeah, take them out of the remote, the TV remote. Yeah. Whack them in there. That's always the thing you have to do. Oh,
None of our fire alarms work anymore. It's a nightmare.
Oh, God. I can see the fire in his eyes.
I just use Trot's screams. It's fine.
So, which one of you is left-handed?
Well, you have to guess. You can't just ask us.
Didn't you?
Well, I thought, was it Smithy and Trot are both left-handed?
No.
Is that?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that negates it. You get 0 points.
Yeah, sorry. That was the 10 point.
One of them does, so...
Yeah, which one?
Maybe
which
a bonus
one?
Point if you get someone choose. Right. Which one is
it? Yeah. This is it. Save it.
Smithy's left-handed.
Oh, no! Trot is!
But!
Oh, no.
Tis me.
The talented God one. Damn it. See, you can tell. You can always tell. Left-handed people.
You just insulted the other two by saying that.
It's all right. At least I'm not the piss gargler. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Talented in more ways than one. Well, look, thank you very much, Hat Films. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It's been very
good
fun.
Good luck. You can check out the channel at the link. And thank you for joining us. I'm sure we'll have you on again. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye. Say goodbye, Mandrew.
Save me!
Bye!
Save me!
Help! Help! Oh my God! The things he does to me! You wouldn't believe it! Oh God!
Oh my God!
Shall I sing it to sleep?
Jiggly, Jigglypuff!
Amazing!
Good job,
beautiful. Thank you so much, boys. Thank you.
Thank you.